Hello, this is Hannah Conklin with a podcast for Bluffton University's 96.1 The Wit. On this segment, I'm taking you behind the scenes of the May Day musical, Sondheim on Sondheim. I traveled all around campus speaking with students, faculty, and staff, and uncovering what this musical is about, what it's like to be involved, and why the tradition of the May Day musical lives on. We'll begin at a place most students have never gone before. The archives on the bottom floor of Musselman Library. There I met with Carrie Phillips, the archives and special collections librarian, to find out what's the deal with May Day anyway.
May Day is a spring ceremony, a tradition that started in 1910. That was the very first May Day event in our history. And for 1910 and 1911, the event was very different than the May Day that we know today. It was more of an educational event where there was picnicking on the lawn, on campus, outside, and there were various speakers talking about important issues of the day. Then in 1914, May Day started kind of heading towards the tradition that we would recognize today.
Has there always been a musical included in the festivities?
There's a long tradition of May Day musicals. The very first May Day theater performance happened in 1915. It wasn't a musical performance. It was a play that was written by a student. Then in the years that followed, Shakespeare plays were part of the theatrical tradition, and then certainly musicals kind of became the tradition.
Now, knowing why the tradition of the May Day musical is important, my behind-the-scenes journey took me to the two women responsible for making it all happen, Melissa Friesen and Crystal Sellers-Battle.
So, do you remember what you're singing here?
By going straight to the directors, I hope to get a sense of this year's musical, what it's about, how it's chosen, and the process of putting it all together. I started by asking what to expect in Sondheim on Sondheim.
Sondheim on Sondheim is a review, so it's a collection of songs taken from over 30 years, probably, of Stephen Sondheim musicals. So we hear songs from well-known shows like A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum and West Side Story, Into the Woods, Company, many different musicals, as well as some songs that never made it into the final version of the musical.
And what makes it a little different than a typical musical is that the songs are interspersed with videos of his own life talking about the background for which these songs were created, why they did or did not make it into the show, a little bit of his writing process, that sort of thing. And we kind of get to see Sondheim in his natural habitat.
How did you specifically arrive at Sondheim on Sondheim?
Yeah, choosing the musical is always a difficult process. And so Crystal and I work on this together to try to think about what might be interesting for us, what might be a good fit for our students, you know, the range of student voices we have and student performers. We think about variety. So, you know, we're doing something different from year to year. This year, venue was one key feature.
Tell me more about how you work together. What's that dynamic like?
Well, we've been doing this 7 years, I think, at this point. And because Melissa and I are friends outside of work, it made it a lot easier. We pretty much kind of see the same thing as far as the direction of the show that we want to do, the desired result. But our process is usually picking things together and then kind of dividing and conquer. Music goes first, then we do staging, and then we kind of put the two of them together toward the end.
I try to keep flowing the design process and the technical process.
What are some of your biggest challenges putting together this show?
Coming up with a pit. So I have to do the interaction outside of the university to get the folks that are actually going to play in the instrumental pit for the show.
And another big challenge we have is scheduling. Trying to figure out when Crystal can have music rehearsals, when I can have blocking rehearsals. We only have one accompanist, so where does the accompanist go?
What's the process of putting the cast together like?
We always do open auditions.
So they come in, they sing, they do some movement exercises and other kind of theatrical games with Melissa during the process. And then we kind of make a decision of who we would like to call back. This show, as far as who was in, was pretty easy. The next part that was really difficult was who was going to sing what. And that took me a really long time to do. So we had about a month from the time that we auditioned to the time that we started rehearsals. So I spent all that time figuring out who's going to sing what. And I always tell them in rehearsal, Crystal is subject to change until opening night. And so there are some things that do change along the way. This one's probably harder than one I've ever done just because I'm trying to take 8 parts equally split and turn it into 13, not equally split.
Finally, I'm curious, what does directing the Mayday musical mean to you?
I would have to say the opportunity that it provides our students is really important for me. Being able to see them learn something that they wouldn't know before. I love working with musicals. Conducting is not something that I had a lot of experience with as far as conducting instrumental groups prior to coming here. And so that's a swift learning curve. And so I'm literally air conducting to the cast recording almost every day.
And it really is an honor and a responsibility in many ways to have the musical during May Day weekend. It's a longstanding tradition over 100 years at Bluffton to have a May Day performance. That's an opportunity for us to showcase our students' talent for the broader community and for our alumni base.
My interview with the directors sent me on a search for students involved in production work. The show wouldn't go on without these students, yet many people do not realize all they do behind the scenes. Senior Brianna Lugabill gave me the scoop on costume design.
41 right there, 42.
Before the show even begins, at the end of last semester in December, I received what the show was going to be, and then I received my script early at the beginning of January, and I start mapping out what my characters are going to look like on stage. And I look at who's been cast in the roles, and I decide what I'm going to do with the show. And this show is a little bit different than some of the usual musicals that you see at Bluffton University. So instead of placing the characters specifically in the context of the show, such as a time period or a specific place, you're showcasing all of the works that Sondheim has done and the variety of those works.
Now, Brianna, you're also performing in the show. What is it like to balance all of those roles?
So anytime that you work in theater, you have to know that theater doesn't operate on the same schedule as other things do. So when you're working as someone within a cast, you have to have flexible hours and be willing to work all of your activities around your theater schedule. And as costume designer, it's the same thing. And balancing that takes a lot of time management, but it's something that I look forward to as someone who wants to work in theater in the future.
My final objective was to find more of this year's performers to get their take on what it's like to be front and center in the May Day musical. I stopped by rehearsal in the Gilliam Room in Mosman Hall to find out what really goes on behind the scenes. There, I found 2 performers to tell me what it's like to be in the May Day musical. First up is junior Alicia Locke. This is her second time participating in the spring musical. She shared how her experience is difficult but fun.
It's very difficult if you're familiar with any Sondheim music, like Into the Woods or anything like that. It's very difficult, but it's fun. Just as a student's perspective, it's hard to balance all the practice time and then a full workload along with a full class schedule load. But it's definitely something that once you do it once, you kind of have to keep doing it because it's so much fun. Hopefully in the end, it'll turn out really well.
Senior Kim Meyer expressed a similar experience participating in the musical.
I have done musical all 4 years here at Bluffton, and the last 3 years I've acted. I really enjoy music theater, which is a large portion of why I liked staying involved in it. It's a lot of work, but it's almost a stress relief in a way, because it's a lot of fun, and you get to work as a really close-knit group.
This is where our behind-the-scenes journey comes to a close. From the library to the rehearsal room, we've heard the stories of those involved in this long-standing Bluffton tradition. The May Day musical is an important part of the campus community today, as well as the legacy of Bluffton University. If you're interested in seeing Sondheim on Sondheim, mark your calendars for May 5th and 6th. Performances will begin at 7:30 in Yoder Recital Hall. If you want to hear more podcasts giving you a behind-the-scenes perspective on Bluffton University, check out blufftonwit.com. This has been Hannah Conklin. Thanks for listening for 96.1 The Wit.